welcome to this episode where I'm joined by Lauren Leckie, who's Miss Northern Ireland. We talk everything about the Miss Northern Ireland competition, working with her family and her love for baking. We've also started experimenting with video recording content here at Galvanize. So the last section, the trivia section with Lauren, is recorded via Zoom. I hope you enjoy. Hey, Lauren.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, how are you?
Good, good, thank you. Excited to be talking to you again. It's been so long, it's been crazy.
It's been way too long. I was saying last time Gabriella came on, it must have been summertime, I think, that we all did a group Zoom. So definitely excited to hear your voice again.
I know, it sounds so different.
How are you doing, though?
Good, still working away, but it keeps a bit, it makes it a bit more normal amidst all the COVID, going to work and having a routine, which is nice.
I know, that's so true. And you work with your family, don't you? Are you still going into the office?
Yes, yeah, I'm still in, which has its pros and cons. I mean, sometimes it's good and other times I'm just thinking, oh, this is so, working so close with all your family members is sometimes hard.
I can imagine it'd be challenging. Gosh, me and my sister, like, we would have probably butted heads a lot if we weren't together.
I know, it's me and my dad. I think normally he's off doing his own thing, but he's more in the office now, so it's every day and at home, and it's so weird, you know, if we're both really stressed out in work and we're quite at each other and then we're home and pretend it's like nothing's happened, you know, it's like someone has to take, yeah, okay.
That's good though. You need to be able to shut off and just leave your work problems and work and just chill out in the evenings or weekends.
I just think it's really important not to take anything personally, you know, because you're both stressed. It's like a really busy environment. The phones are always ringing and you're, you know, like even with co-workers and stuff, but then you would go home and you don't see your co-workers, whereas you go home and you see your dad. So we've sort of just figured it out, you know, and it's just like whatever happens in work whenever we go home, it's just different, you know, it's just back to normal family life.
Yeah, that's so good that you have that agreement, because I remember when I stayed at home with my mum and dad, I was sharing a room with my sister, and if we got into an argument or whatever, we couldn't lock ourselves in a room and just diffuse because we're in each other's business all the time. So it's nice that you guys have that agreement and an unwritten rule just to leave the work stuff there.
I know, and not to take, because of course, like we do have our tips, and but it's just not to take it personally.
Yeah,
or else sometimes I would come home because I finish at 5 and he normally finishes a bit later just to wrap things up, and he'd be home and say, well, okay, well, how are you doing? And I'm just still in my angry mode. I'm just like,
I need another half hour.
Yes.
Oh no, that's so good though. But I'm here to talk to you about your Miss Northern Ireland journey and what's went on afterwards. So I'm curious, Lauren, what actually made you want to apply for Miss Northern Ireland?
It was something that I'm sure the same with you. It was just something I had dreamed of doing and wanted to do for, like, always following all the girls and all the previous winners and just looking at them like their role models, you know, just thinking that would be incredible. I had done a poll on Instagram and someone had said, what prizes do you win? And it's weird, I was like, I wasn't even considering the prizes. I was just thinking, imagine winning. The prizes actually didn't even really, weren't the reason. I don't think the prizes are the reason anyone enters, you know?
Yes, exactly. I totally agree.
It's just, and to go to Miss World as well, I think that all just I'd wanted to do it really since I was probably 15, I would say, was the age, you know, whenever you're starting to wear makeup and starting to care about your clothes and thinking, wow, imagine doing the contest.
Oh, that's so cool. And did you prep at all for going for it, or were you just kind of like, let's just see what happens?
No, I thought so. I talked about it so much that people were probably bored of me saying. I think I said I would do it the year before. I said, I'm going to do Miss Northern Ireland. And I made the mistake of telling loads of people. And then, of course, the pressure builds. And I'd done the same with my whenever I done my was doing my driving test, and I told loads of people. And then whenever you don't pass, it's just awful because then...
Oh my goodness, that's so funny. I'm the exact opposite from you. I don't tell anyone what I'm doing behind the scenes because then I feel like it's a commitment.
Yes,
I'm not held to it.
That's what I need. That's what I need to do, to be honest. But I did not do that. So I went to the gym lots and lots. Like, I haven't thrown myself into the gym. And I went and got a really nice dress. I picked, from looking at photos of the girls from the years before, I sort of got the gist, you know, nude court shoes, are their hairstyles up or down? And I just went all out for it. So I went and got a spray tan. I got a new dress. I got a green dress for it, which is more, it was more of a wedding guest.
Oh, mine was green.
Was it?
Yes, it was. Lucky green.
Yes. So I just thought, I'm just going to go, because I hadn't seen as many girls wear. Mm-hmm. Definitely wasn't a party dress. It was more of an occasion dress.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what way yours is done, but we have heats. So my heat, I entered online. It was a few questions. And then you had to send in a photo of yourself with little to no makeup, and I remember just overthinking it so much. And the more you know, the more you look at a photo, the more you start questioning.
Oh, definitely.
So you put in the photo, and I was so nervous. And then I heard back from them, and I was in for the heat, which was just in a local restaurant. And I invited all my family members again, which so I think it wasn't a massive restaurant, but there were 17 of my family members there.
Oh my goodness, a team.
I know, so which made it even, you know, you were talking in front of your family as well, which was nerve-wracking. And I got picked for the first time, which I really wasn't expecting. I had in my head this, if I don't get picked for this heat, I'll go in for another heat, which you can do. And it's weird, I was saying, I actually find the heat more nervous than I did the Miss Northern Ireland final weekend.
Do you think it was because it was in closer proximity, or more it was your first time?
It was my first time, even I think since like GCSE English, speaking in front of loads of people. And it was just about the questions about you, about your life, you know, a sort of quick fire round where they just say this or that, and you're just thinking so much into everything. And I remember being overheating in it as well, being so warm just with nerves. But after that happened, everything just went so fast. It was like, this is crazy. Like, it was just a roller coaster, really.
Yeah, it is quite a whirlwind, isn't it? And then afterwards, you were obviously crowned Miss Northern Ireland. Did you expect that?
No, I think anyone who knows me would know that I really didn't. I thought, I will do it this year. I'll see what it's like. And I'll go next year. I'll give it my all.
You'll suss it out.
Yes, I will give it my all. Like, that was my plan. And I had even, so it was in the Europa Hotel, which is a big hotel in Belfast. And the night just went so fast. Like I said, so we were doing 2 days of rehearsals with, and during that weekend, most of the top 10 was picked out. If you used to have a top 10 as well. So that was like Miss Personality, Miss Photogenic, Miss Top Model, those sorts of ones. And a few people, so Miss Talent, she already knew she was through the top 10, and Miss Sport. So I won, to get me into the top 10, I won Best Dressed, which I said, if I win Best Dressed, I'll be really happy. Because I've got lots of clothes for it. I said, if I win Best Dress, I'll be so happy. And then it was top five, and they asked you a question on the stage. And in my head, I wasn't even thinking, I'm not even going to get this far. So maybe I hadn't thought much into it.
Yeah. And
we actually got to ask the questions. So at the start of the weekend, we put lots of questions in a bucket. And if I would have thought that it was myself maybe gonna have to be answering one of these questions, I probably would have asked the much cheesier question.
And then, you know what, you probably, because you winged it, maybe seemed more natural. I think there's something to that.
I know, yes. Oh, good. My question wasn't too bad. It was who was like an inspiration to you through the contest. So mine wasn't. Whereas I think if they told me my question before going up, I would have been really overthinking it, and it would have even made me more stressed, I think. So I'm glad.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like it was meant to be, from someone who just kind of thought, I'm just going to check this out, to actually winning it. It's quite a wild one and such a cool story. And of course, we already mentioned that part of your prize was that you went to Miss World, where we met and we struck up this friendship. So that's obviously fabulous. But what else did you think of Miss World?
I'm not sure if you were, but I was quite nervous going, because I think you're going to meet so many new girls. And I think that it had its pros and its cons, that it was moved to London. It was a lot more closer to home. It was, you know, just like a second home, really. But the cons were, of course, you weren't in a lovely hot country. And I was saying,
I know. Thailand it was meant to be.
Yes, I was saying how I had a full wardrobe, but you know, just because it's similar weather to here, so like yourself, you probably didn't have to buy lots of clothes because it's very similar weather to here. But I just loved it. I think the first few days I was quite stressed, and see, I don't think we probably started talking till about, because you're sort of you just become a social butterfly. And you can't even remember the names. You're just surrounded by so many girls and hearing all about their countries. And then it became sort of, in our little group, it was me, you, Gabriella and Lucy, which was so nice. And just, you know, going down to breakfast with you every day. And it just, finding so, like, people that you really like. I think, you know, even rehearsals and stuff, they were all just so much fun. Because...
Yeah.
The girls were so lovely. Like, I think that's really what made it for me.
I know, I totally agree. And although we got to do so many fun stuff and all these like fabulous events and challenges, a lot of the time we were in a gym hall rehearsing for the final show. And to anyone that sounds like, really? You were there for what, 8 hours a day? How could that be fun? But we were with amazing people and we just had such a laugh.
I know, you were just sitting on the gym mats, like just talking and gossiping and just typical girl stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It felt like you were back in high school, but it was the good parts.
It did. And then of course it was just all getting all dressed up and seeing all of the dresses. I think some of the country's dresses were just incredible, like the designers and even the national costumes. Like, they were, like, I'd never seen that before in my life. Like, I think just to see all that was so interesting.
I know, it really, really was. And, oh, they were such beautiful dresses. I always remember Portugal standing out to me. She just had the most gorgeous ball gowns. I think she worked with a designer or something.
And Mexico Mexico's was amazing. Yeah.
There were some girls that just went completely glam, and I was... there for it, for sure.
And I think we had a similar amount of suitcases, which we were one of the underpacked people with our four suitcases.
Which, by the way, I bet your family were saying to you, you've took far too much.
Yeah, no, like, it was like, you cannot need, and I was like, I do need four. So I was thinking, like,
yeah, you don't understand.
Look at me with my four suitcases. And then we got there and there's people with like 10 suitcases.
I know, 11. Russia held the record.
Oh my goodness.
I think she needed her own plane to come over. She had that much. Mental.
Crazy.
I know. So what was your one takeaway from Miss World? If you had to pick one, what did you get from it?
I would definitely say confidence. I think we were thrown in at the deep end. I remember doing the catwalk for the Miss Top Model and thinking...
Oh, yes. I was talking about this the other day there. Yeah. That was probably the scariest moment for me, I think.
Yes. And I think from that and having to... And also the interviews as well, I did find that. But after you come out of it, you just think, I just did that.
And yeah.
Now coming home and doing the heats to find the next Miss Northern Ireland and speaking, you know, it's just normal. It's no issue at all speaking to a crowd. Whereas before I had went over there, you know, you're just really nervous. So I think it's definitely just gave me so much more confidence.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't agree more. I came back from Miss World and I was able to do these things that I would have probably lost sleep over. For example, talking to a room of a couple hundred people.
Yes,
that would
yeah.
have crippled me for a week in advance. But you just kind of, you find something in you that you're just, I think it comes from the experience, because you are chucked in right at the deep end. You either sink or swim, and you don't want to sink, so just get on with it. And I think it teaches you that characteristic in a very safe way, because everyone's cheering you on and supporting you.
It is, like, I think all the girls were, there was so much support and so much, you know, confidence. Mm-hmm. And even, you know, talent. You walk past all the girls and you look so nice, or oh my goodness,
like, yeah,
you know, everyone's just, they're really like getting you up and getting you all excited. It's really nice.
I know, it's such a lovely sisterhood as well. The amount of times I borrowed someone else's makeup or hair tongs and I lent out mine, there was just a lovely camaraderie that I think made the whole thing even more special.
Yes, yeah.
So now that you've came back from Miss World, how do you think your life has changed? Did you have a career path in mind that you've kind of had to divert from? I know you're working with your dad now. Is that something being able to maintain and work around being Miss Northern Ireland?
Yes, that would be one of the pros, definitely, of working with him, is getting the time off, which I know would be very difficult, or even being in uni and doing it. It is very time consuming, and you have to give it your all. You're only it for, I'm saying, usually only for a year in my case, still rolling on. So you just really have to give it your all for that year, and you need to be able to dedicate your time. So I'm glad I'm working with my dad, and whenever I was doing lots of different functions and events, I would have just, you know, picked up the extra hours on a Saturday, or, you know, just doing other things to help out whenever I can, which is just nice wee things. Making them dinner even sometimes, which is nothing to do with work, but sometimes
keeping them sweet.
Yes, sometimes as a wee thank you, they'll get his dinner made.
Oh, well, that's so good, because it is a challenge trying to juggle everything and putting your all, like you say, because it is a lot of time and effort to take on the role of a miss of their country.
Yeah.
And because there's a lot of things that goes on behind the scenes that people definitely don't see. So it's really cool that you have that set up.
It is, and it's nice. It's not just, you know, turning up at an event. It's, you want to turn up looking your best. You don't want to turn up feeling confident, having everything prepped. It's not just a matter of, you know, just doing your makeup and heading out. You want to, whether you're going to be speaking, know exactly what you're saying, and just be fully prepared, I think, which isn't, you know, just a matter of just turning up there and ready to go. It's everything that comes before it.
Exactly, and all the charity stuff as well, that's so rewarding but so time consuming, because that's something you really want to get right.
Yeah,
as well,
and be able to help. Yeah.
So I noticed as well, and I'm sure your followers will have, Lauren, that you've launched your own bakery business, Miss Northern Ireland Bakes. And I knew at Miss World you were good at cooking, but it wasn't until I came back and I started following all your Insta stories that I realised how good you are. You can do insane meals. You're quite a foodie, you and Johnny. You guys like your meals. That's something I've learned. And you're amazing at baking. How is that going?
It's going really well. It's hard at the minute. I am still working for my dad, like I said, but so it's hard coming home and doing cakes, but I love it so much. Like, it's like some people would love painting or different, whereas my hobby is just cooking and baking. I would say more decorating, to be honest. The decorating is just,
yes,
I absolutely love it. I don't even, someone would say to me, oh, I want like a pink cake, and I would just do, you know, I wouldn't even really think about it. I would just be making meringues, and I've started doing the cakesicles. Have you seen them? The little cake pops.
Yes. Oh, I'm so jealous you're not over here so I can just eat them all. I need to come over to Northern Ireland
yes,
and get some.
And I just love doing them, but I love cooking as well, especially with all the restaurants still being closed. It's just so nice to make a really, and just put you're loving to it. Like I always say, that's made with love. Like even if it's like avocado and eggs on
Yeah.
toast, it's just, you know,
You better enjoy that. That was made
yes,
with
it's
love.
just making it so extra, you know, with the wee chili flakes and just making everything look nice.
Oh, I love
Yeah.
chili flakes. Yeah. Do you have a favorite meal to cook?
This is, it's probably gonna just sound, because it's very, but probably just a steak dinner. I just love, like, you know, like homemade chips, like prop, like
Yeah.
done in the deep fat fryer is unhealthy, but they're just so nice with peppered sauce. Or I love pasta as well. Like nice carbonara is just real comfort foods. I'm definitely, I go towards.
Yes. So do I. I just love anything that's probably 70% carbs. The meal is just the best type of food. But honestly, I can see you going far with this because you do have such a talent. Do you have a goal that you want to hit or anything with Miss Northern Ireland Bakes in the next few years or even just when you come out of lockdown?
I would, well, I don't know if you've seen, but bagels, and I never realized, I think it's the things that I post that I don't think much about, or I don't think would be that interesting, that people just love. Like I posted these bagels that I made, and then I was thinking, I would love to open up, there's possibly opening up a little pop-up, you know, of something like quite Instagrammable, you know, like a real like Instagrammable hotspot,
Yes, that'd be so cute.
or just doing the cakes, hopefully more focusing on, you know, wedding cakes and like fancy cakes. Just I love spending time on cakes and, you know, sort of having free rein with them just to make them amazing.
Yes, is that something that you'll be able to juggle when you get more demanding with your job? Because it is quite time consuming.
It's hard. I think I'm really stuck with to stay in the family business and take that on further, or to go out and branch out onto my own, which I'm scared about, you know, at the same time. And I have the comfort of working in the family business, or, you know, to go out by myself. Whereas it's quite nice, the setup I have at the minute, which is doing the cakes in the evening and at the weekend and having fun and doing videos of it, because so many people love seeing it as well.
Yes, it's so
I
satisfying
think
to
it's just
watch.
nice having something to do. Everything's locked down, and it's just on the weekend. I just love, and I'm sure like the people in my house, they're always happy about.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you're a good housemate to have. I would love an at-home
I'll have to do
baker.
you a demo. I'll come on.
I know. You should, by the way. I'll get you over as well, and I'll get you to do a tutorial for my whole family. See if any of them can pick up the skills, and we'll get someone to start baking cakes all the time. But I love how you're saying that you like to share it on social media because that's one of the joys of following you. You like to share quite a lot of your life on social media, and one thing you've started to do more of is your fashion and your beauty and hairstyles. That's something you're obviously talented at. Do you like doing that? And is that something you want to continue to share more of?
I do. I actually really enjoy Instagram, and I don't have a crazy big following or anything, but I just really like it for me. And anything that I find helpful, for example, like the Dyson Airwrap, I'm never done talking about it because I just love it so much.
Yes.
Like, and it's just things like that. And I'm like, you need to try this. And then it's so nice having people come back to me and say, we all like, or even I posted shampoo there last night that I've been getting, and so many people saying, do you actually recommend this? So I only would ever, you know, recommend or talk about things that I really love and like believe in. If I wasn't overly fussed on it, I would not
Yeah.
be sharing it. So it's just and my feed, some people's feeds were so beautiful, all the matching tones and colors, whereas mine's just a bit all higgledy piggledy of things that I like.
Oh, same. There is definitely an art to Instagram, and that is something I do
No,
not have a
that's.
knack for. I'm like you, chuck up what you like or you're feeling that
Yeah,
day.
no, that's exactly. And just different wee things that I come across and like I'd like to share with. Like I started doing smoothies, and I'm into.
Oh, I saw that. That
Yeah,
looks
so just.
yum.
And then it's so nice. Anyone that ever asks me, I think that's what is really nice about having a small following. Anyone that ever asks me any questions or anything, Miss and I related, food related, clothes related, I'm always like straight back replying to them. A few people have said to me, oh, where did you get this here? And I go and even search it up online, screenshot it and send it to them.
Oh, that's so good. I love that. It's just all about being transparent and relatable. And I'm sure people will actually love following you even more because you've got that good engagement with them.
Yeah, I think that. And I think just really being yourself, which sometimes is hard.
Yes, keeping it real.
Even whenever I'm doing Instagram videos, definitely. You know, you find yourself making sure, you know, or coming across quite robotic because you're trying to make it so perfect. But if you just were yourself and made it more natural, it would be way better.
Yes, I 100% agree. So what are you looking most to for coming out of lockdown? I've already said you and Johnny are huge foodies. Are you guys looking to book a meal straight away?
Yes, but even if I had to pick one thing, it would be the holidays. I am just really am missing a holiday. The last time I had off from work was Christmas, so I would just love a nice holiday, which I don't think it's looking like we're going to get this year. Even a little trip down to Dublin or just across the water would be so nice.
To us?
If you're,
and vice versa.
Sadly, if you want to.
Oh, sorry. But our weather is terrible. Edinburgh. I can't sell you on that part.
It's so lovely. That's my second time there. And I do. It's just so quaint. And the fudge, I just didn't bring enough home with me last time.
I love that. That's what you took from us. The fudge was amazing. I don't think I've tried Edinburgh fudge.
Sorry, is it Scottish tablet? Is that what it's called?
Oh, yes. Yes.
No, and it's like crumbly. Yep. It's like fudge, but like crumbly. And it, oh my goodness.
Tell you what, you should start making that. I can give you a recipe, Meg. Both grandparents on both sides make it weekly for us. So
no way.
Not good for the old diet, but it's delicious.
That's
yes, I'll
so
get a
nice.
For you.
Like, yes, so you know, yes, I didn't bring enough of that home with me because it's unbelievable.
Oh, well, you'll just need it, you know. So when are you handing over your crown? How long have you got Miss Northern Ireland for?
So I won it in May 2019, so I should have gave it up last May 2020. I'm just trying to get my dates right, and now I'm coming into my second year. So in May 2021 it will be 2 years. And
who would have thought?
I know it's so I've had two, everything that happens, I keep on thinking, wow, this is my, so I've had two birthdays as Miss NI, which is, it just seems really surreal.
Oh my, yeah.
So I feel honoured to have had it for 2 years. Like, it's really nice to have the crown for that length of time. But of course, I just can't wait for everything to get back up and running and go back to all the heights.
You can make use of it. Yeah, I agree. Well, maybe next year we'll still be in the same position. Who knows? But hopefully we'll get to hand over the crowns to new girls to go to Puerto Rico.
Know.
In December, November it will be. What a cool destination.
It looks, incredible.
All very exciting. So Lauren, before you go, I'm going to ask for a quote of yours that you live by.
I phoned my mum about this and I said, Mummy, what? And then I remembered one that she always used to have in her room, and it was just maybe a bit cheesy, but I just really like it. And it was life is not measured by the amount of breaths we take, but the moments that take our breath away.
Alchemy by Ashley is a soy, vegan, organic homeware brand handmade locally in Fife. Many well-known home fragrance products emit high levels of chemicals into your home, but Alchemy by Ashley is kind to your lungs, and the essential oils within the products are good for your mind and body. Alchemy by Ashley has kindly given our listeners 15% off all products. Just quote Galvanize when you're at the checkout. Hi, Lauren. So welcome. We're going to play a little game. One thing that I noticed
at Miss World, I had the pleasure of noticing was that you actually know where sayings and meanings come from, the origin behind it. I think that is so funny, to the point one night we were like, right, we're just going to sit down and test you, and we were Googling all these sayings, and you were just rattling off all the answers. Who even knows that information?
I always say, it's even whenever Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is on TV, the amount of useless knowledge that I have is crazy. Like, just questions that no one, there's not things you really need to know, and I just like read them and like pick them up, and they just stay with me forever.
I love it. You're like a sponge. And I remember, I don't know if this is true, maybe I've made this up, but I remember you saying something along the lines of, you had a book when you were younger that told you all the origins, and I think you just kept reading it and it's obviously stuck.
Yes, there was so many, and I just found them like so interesting. I was like, there was ones like yes, there was the Saved by the Bell, and there was ones like Raining Cats and Dogs, Don't Throw the Baby Out of the Bathwater, just loads of sayings that maybe people nowadays wouldn't say them, but like my family would say a lot of them.
Right.
Like, it's raining cats and dogs.
And you
just no one word it. Yeah.
I love it. Well, I thought this would be a really fun addition to your podcast. I've already recorded the podcast and we're videoing this here. So I think we should do quick fire. We'll do 10 minutes. I've got about 20 sayings that people have given me over Instagram, and we'll see how much you can get, see if you can beat the clock. If you don't know them, just say pass, but give us your best thoughts as well, because you've obviously got a lot of knowledge there. You can maybe, I don't know.
I'll try and interpret some of them if I don't know them.
A saying interpreter, I love it. All right. So I've got the list here, and I'm going to start 10 seconds. 10 seconds? Oh no, that would be genius. 10 minutes on the clock. Ready?
Ready.
Okay. First one, YOLO.
You only live once.
Yeah.
I just sort of thought people say it as a joke and not really serious.
I think it came from Drake.
Did it?
He said it in one of his songs, and then everyone just started saying it, so maybe that's what it
could be. I remember like in around my teenage years, it was, you used to wear the t-shirts with it on it and the hats, like, do you remember those?
Yeah, I think I do. YOLO. All right, okay, Hakuna Matata.
The Lion King, what's it? I'm trying to remember the song.
Hakuna.
Don't Worry.
Yes, Don't Worry.
No Worries, yes, yeah.
Okay, so Saved by the Bell.
That is the, whenever people were buried, whenever they were like, they used to have a little bell that rang in case what happened was, I think whenever they were drinking alcohol, there was like lead or something that used to knock people out for days, and they could be mistakenly buried. So that's what, it's Dead Ring or Saved by the Bell, I think they mean similar, and like they used to like ring the bell, which used to like ring up above the grave.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were like Saved by the Bell, same thing as, I think it means same as Dead Ringer, which means
worse. All right, okay. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
Not too sure where that one.
I think Beyonce said it as well, so that's probably why it's a bit of a favourite.
See, I'm not that big of a fan, so I'm too into my 80s music.
I love it. Okay, break a leg.
Oh, I think I do know this one, right.
I actually found this one out the other week there, accidentally. Do you want to phone a friend?
Can I have a clue?
Yeah.
Yes, phone a friend.
So when you break a leg, what does it go inside?
Cast?
Yeah. So if you're saying break a leg to someone that's going for a theatre audition, if they get in, you're part of it.
What was this? Was this your own like a funny episode where the guy says to this other guy, I think it was maybe Drag Race or something, break the leg or something?
Oh, was that? I don't watch Drag Race, but for some reason it was Duncan, so maybe he's watching Drag Race and giving me all this information. But yeah,
I knew I'd heard it somewhere. Yep.
That is the only one I can help you with, Lauren, I'm afraid. It's raising cats and dogs.
I know this one. Whenever people used to live in little thatched cottages in the sort of wooden beams of the house, the animals used to sit up on them, and whenever the rain, it was raining really heavily, the animals used to, I don't know if they fell down or jumped down, but that's where it's raining cats and dogs came from.
Real.
I know.
What a shame. Okay, turn a blind eye.
You can't give me any more clues.
<I'm> out.
Turn a blind eye. Pass.
Okay. Can't have your cake and eat it too.
What's that one?
You can't have your cake and eat it too. I think that you say that to people that want too much.
Yeah, is that just like, yeah, what you would, it sounds to be, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Possibly.
Yeah.
I haven't heard, that one seems to be a more modern one.
Okay, crocodile tears.
Oh. No, I'm not so good at these, right?
I think I'm that one with me. Ones. All right, we'll come back to that one. Paint the town red.
I'm trying to think of what it could have came from.
I don't know what era it's from, to be honest. But you kind of see it when, like, you're going out with your friends and you're going for a bit of a wild night.
Pat, I'm trying to think of what they mean by the, I know what you mean, that, like, I have heard it, but I'm trying to think. Pass.
Okay. Hair of the dog.
My asking
these ones.
No, it's just ones that I don't know. They're not in, must have been in the book.
You looked at your book beforehand. What about, let's see, Mad as a Hatter.
I know this one, right. This might be the last one I know. The people that used to make hats, what are they? Milliners? Yeah. They used to use pretty toxic things whenever they were making hats. I don't know exactly what it was, and it made them like delirious really and mad. Back in the day, and so that they did go mad.
What about
that? Might be the last one I know.
Well, if it is, we'll end it on a high here. So what about no point crying over spilt milk?
Oh, I think I said this to someone. I always actually use this expression, but like, I think.
I heard this when I was in primary school, and it was such, like, the teachers used to say it to us, and it was such a good way of just making us be like, oh, we need to get over it then, because it's true, it's already.
I know, I do, like, there's nothing you can do about it, but where does it, I don't know if it comes from anywhere, if it's just that.
Yeah, just a fact.
What it is. Yeah.
True, okay.
Possibly it is, but I'm just, someone correct me.
What about Curiosity Killed the Cat? That's quite a famous one. I'm not sure if the cat's ever been too curious.
Possibly something along the lines of, like, the cat has nine lives.
True, actually, because I suppose if they keep getting killed, they must be
quite curious
and doing stuff they shouldn't be doing. All right, what about a baker's dozen?
That is, there's a dozen is 12, a baker's dozen is 13, one for the baker testing. I know that because I'm always making, if it was 14, so I always end up eating two of what I make. But yeah, baker's dozen.
I did not know that they had an extra one.
Yeah, so there's a dozen's 12, and then Vegas doesn't fit in.
What about the phrase, there's an like the elephant in the room?
I don't know where it comes from, it just means very obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose that's kind of self-explanatory as well. All right, let me see if I've got any more to ask you. Sight for sore eyes?
That means someone's quite good looking, yeah. You're a sight for sore eyes, yeah. My like grand and stuff would say that to him. Oh, you're a sight for sore eyes.
It's a cute way saying.
I know it is.
It seems like there's a million other ways to say you look good, but yeah, so that's such a common one. What about off record?
Is that where I don't know where it comes from, but it means if you're telling someone stuff like off the record, just sort of don't really say it again, you know, like off the record this year's.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they're not recording it or something, like whenever they would press the record button, you know, and then off the record, possibly.
Yes. All right. So do you have any you can tell me that are interesting facts?
I said at the start, the don't throw the baby out with the bath water.
Yes.
Can you remember what that one is? No.
Even though you told me, I cannot remember for the life of me.
That was, so whenever people used to get baths, like once a month, like years and years ago, it used to be the dad would have got the bath first, and then the wife, and then the kids, and lastly the baby, but the water would have been like so dirty. It's like, don't throw the baby.
Interesting. Okay, I've got a fun fact. So there is, I learned this when I was doing a tour around Edinburgh. And have you heard the phrase daylight robbery before?
Yes.
So I don't know if I shared this one. This was probably like my one piece of trivia that I could add to this conversation. But we used to, I don't know if it's all over the UK, but if you had, oh my god, the timer stopped. Well, well done, Lauren, we got through the 20 and you even added a last one on there, but I'll finish.
I can get the points back for those.
Yeah. So they used to board up windows because there was a window tax, so if you were poorer you obviously couldn't afford the tax on your windows, so they physically had to board them up and exclude daylight from their home, so it was daylight robbery if they were overcharging you.
Okay. No, I didn't know that one.
well done, great. Lauren. I think, to be fair, I think we did ask you pretty difficult ones, but you are obviously well versed in the way of sayings, and you were able to put two and two together. So I think you did really well.
Thank you.
It's such a random talent, but it's useful.
It wasn't that great today, but.
We were kind of grilling you every day at Miss World. It was like you were a jukebox. We were like, right, Lauren, tell us this one. Tell us this one. So you're probably at practice. You just need to be as annoying as us. No, but it was so good. So maybe if you've got any other funny trivia, I'll have you on another time and you can tell me.
We'll have to do a quiz, like the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and I click the questions from it.
Yes, oh my goodness. And we can see if you won.
Yes.
Fly there. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode, and of course, thank you to Lauren. We had so much fun, especially recording that last section of the episode, even though it was a bit of a fail. Her and I both agreed maybe I should have gone a little bit easier on the questions I was asking her. But nevertheless, we had so much fun, and thanks again to everyone who's engaging with us on social media and rating the podcast. It really does mean the world, and we can't wait to see where this project goes.